Table of Contents. Part 1. The Principles Behind Lean Thinking. Introduction. What do we mean by lean enterprise? Chapter 1. How lean businesses are built. Chapter 2. The primary wastes of lean systems. Chapter 3. The major benefits of going lean. Part 2. Tools for building lean systems. Chapter 4. The Lean Six Sigma methodology for continuous improvement. Chapter 5. The Kanban system for backlog reduction. Chapter 6. The Fives process for workspace organization. Conclusion. Greatness is possible in the absence of waste. Thank you. Reference page. Part 1. The Principles Behind Lean Thinking. Improvement usually means doing something that we have never done before. Shigeo Shingo. Introduction. What do we mean by lean enterprise? The difference between market takers and market makers isn't product innovation, it's business model innovation. Vala Afshar. What sets apart the companies that have stood the test of time from those that failed to take off? Well, aside from learning how to polish their branding, they continuously work on improving their human capital and management systems, changing accordingly with the times and adjusting their strategies as they see fit. In contrast, brands that were never heard of again weren't able to plant a firm footing in the industry. It's mainly because each step in their workflow had issues that they weren't able to solve. It most likely didn't occur all at once, though. More often than not, a failed business downfall started with a seemingly harmless misstep, until the rest of their system followed. No matter how seemingly good a product or a service may be, it will only remain relevant to the market that it's supposed to serve if the whole work process is meticulously addressed. This is especially necessary during the beginning phases of building a business. The key is to lay down everything such that they will move in sync so that when one part starts working, the rest will simply go with the right flow. Figure 1. Simplified analogy of the relationships between work processes and a company's desired output. The supposed workflow of any organization can be compared to a group of gears working in unison to move an entire machine. Figure 1 is just an ultra-simplified version of how products and services, or more generally, outputs, are related to all the steps that come before it. So long as the gears are constantly well-oiled and nothing gets caught in them, the machine will move and operate as it should. However, when faulty components start slowing down the movement of the smaller cogwheels, every part of the process becomes inefficient. Ultimately, the biggest cogwheel will be affected and no output will be delivered according to the company's set standards, if any had been set at all. This is why all parts of a process must be constantly assessed and measured. Otherwise, improvement will almost always be impossible and moving towards the next goals will just remain a pipe dream. Thus, if you don't get your act together within the company, you're bound to offer people a bunch of products that aren't serving any real purpose for them. This may also damage your relationships with investors and suppliers. All it takes is another careless mistake, and your reputation will be forever tainted. Successful businesses are going to have none of that. They know exactly how to get things done by using the most effective processes that they have applied through the years. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to keep their gears rolling at the speed they want to. The question is, are they going through their workflow in the most cost-efficient and most resourceful way possible? Lean Company, Lean Manufacturing, and Lean Enterprise. It's one thing to know how to get the job done. It's another thing to know how to get it done outstandingly. But it's a whole other level to know how to